Everybody, welcome to another first run Bald Movie. Tonight we went to see Wonder Woman.
Oh shit, I saw a different movie.
Oh really?
What'd you see? Yeah, I went and saw
Captain Underpants.
I saw Captain Underpants.
He heard superhero and he went to see the wrong damn movie.
Damn God, it,
son of a bitch!
No, I saw Wonder Woman.
Oh, that's gonna be a short movie night. A lot of people's hope that DC will right the ship, get things going in the right direction in time for Justice League. Jim Jones, noted comic book skeptic, what did you think?
Huh, I'm getting a name, huh? Out on the streets.
Oh, it's well earned.
Yeah, I think so. So I largely liked this movie. I thought it was far more fun and far more superhero-y, I guess, than DC's past attempts, which I think is a good thing. I mean, it's as close to a Marvel movie as DC has ever made.
It's fun without going into the Marvel.
Sure, it's not silly.
It's not Joss Whedon-y.
No, not at all. But it is a lot of fun, and it is it's fun to watch. I mean, that's the thing. Marvel movies have a certain quality that I think DC has been totally lacking.
Uh-huh.
Every time DC tries to hit a joke or a particular important piece of their movie, they fuck it up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think they did any of that in this, which, in my mind, is a complete success for DC.
All right. I think that this movie, unlike the other Zack Snyder DC jobs, was aspirational. It said good things about its heroes and the world that they live in and, you know, where the other Zack Snyder vehicle seemed like it's our heroes that are pushed to the point of villainy, which I mean, that's something you can get to, but it's not something I think is a great introduction for your characters. I largely agree. To me, DC finally made a film that's roughly as good as the first X-Men or the first Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
They're not great. They haven't made a great film yet. I mean, you know, since the Nolanverse doesn't count, they haven't made a great film yet, but this is a very good film. And it had a really good Wonder Woman that had, you know, that you actually gave a shit about. The action was good, but it didn't go on so long that you're just like looking at the clock like, okay.
Yeah.
If I see one more Titanic punch, then I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I do think there's some criticisms. I think the script was a little bit of a mess. There's several times where I wasn't sure everything was connecting. I thought that some of this stuff is going to border on spoiler territory, so I'm going to leave it for later. The other thing is, as someone who's not an encyclopedic Wonder Woman fan, I felt they did a shockingly poor job of defining her powers and abilities.
Yeah, I think that was on purpose because she didn't, I can't say much more without spoilers.
Yeah, I mean,
but I think that was intentional.
Yeah, I guess, but I even think them explaining that was poorly done.
Okay.
Like, yes, yeah. I agree with you, but it's mostly because I intuited it, not because anything that was said on screen or demonstrated on screen led me down that path. So
gotcha.
I thought it was pretty good. I think it's going to make a lot of money, and it's again the first DC film that I think you can say is good.
Yeah,
it's not problem free. Just like the first X-Men had some weird shit in it that they needed to get tightened up. The first Spider-Man had some weaknesses that they later solved in the sequels. But it's a good origin story. And Gal Gadot is just a fucking amazing Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
She looks good in action. And what I mean by that is, number one, she's just jaw-droppingly beautiful. Like, there's a lot of times when she's kicking ass.
That never hurts.
She's kicking ass, but she's also, like, Cosmo cover ready while she does it. Like, her hair and makeup.
Right.
And, like, I don't know whether they CG'd her or what. But she's got a lot of good combat poses, which I thought was pretty cool. And she just looks like...
She looks like she's pulling off that action, too.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, when she...
It's pretty convincing.
When Wonder Woman pulls, like, grabs a tank and throws it, it looks like, even though... I mean, because she is got... I'm trying to explain... like, she's got an athletic physique, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess she worked on a long time to get that.
Yeah.
With, like, training and stuff
Yeah, you can tell, like Daisy Ridley pulled off the action she did in Star, and you can see her doing, like, fucking leg lifts and curls, like, her workout is intense. Right. Like, you have to
it's like
have...
like the 300 regimen, right?
Yeah, like, or Linda Hamilton, the way she got into T2 shape so she can believably kick ass. Like, that's, mm-hmm. like, when I see whoever played River Tam, I can never think of this woman's name.
Summer Glau.
Summer Glau. And Summer Glau's waltzing through ballet kicking people right. into the next county. I'm always like, no. way
just not enough mass
the,
there
and the right? structure the structure yeah, is not that yeah. you go pick up a tank and you just collapse under its own, your own weight. But I think Gal Gadot is a really, really good superhero, and I thought Chris Pine was really good as her romantic interest.
Yeah.
And I was thinking throughout the movie, like, does that bother me that you got this first kind of, like, you know, superhero woman movie of note? And I know it's not the only one. There's been Supergirl. There's been Catwoman. There's been Elektra. There's been...
Great.
But I'm talking, like, you know, something had a realistic shot of being a global blockbuster. And I'm like, is it cool that she's got this, like, you know, giant romantic interest going against the grain of, like, the you know, heroine movies of recent time? And I guess I'm fine, because I'm thinking, like, okay, first Iron Man was just as much about Tony Stark learning to love and accept
Pepper
Potts, mm-hmm. and, you know, Batman always had a love interest, Superman's always had Lois Lane, Spider-Man's always had Mary Jane, like, they're all kind of matchy-matchy, so
sure.
Yeah, it's fine, I guess it's canonical.
Okay.
Wonder Woman's first her origin story is about her running off with a man.
Is it?
I mean, yeah, kind of. She saves the world and fights Ares and all that stuff too, but
okay, yeah, I have no idea. I'm very unfamiliar with comic books.
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm same here, but I understood that, like, her being molded out of clay and given birth by Zeus and, you know, running off with Steve, that's all fairly canonical. I don't know about this World War I movie plot, but
okay.
Yeah, so I don't know what else I can say that's not that's spoiler free. Well, should we get to some trailers?
Yeah.
Or do you want to discuss the movie in a spoiler free way some more?
No. I think the main bulk of the discussion and meta discussion will probably happen in the spoiler section.
As per usual.
Yeah.
I had a new Atomic Blonde trailer that had a lot more McAvoy in it.
I did not.
Yeah, it was quite a bit longer and made more of their kind of, I guess, partnership. And it does nothing to dissuade me from thinking it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Also had a brand new Spider-Man Homecoming trailer.
So did I, yeah.
That I really like.
That got to play Spider-Man.
So good.
We saw him briefly in the last Captain America movie, but man, he's going to be a great Spider-Man.
The other thing I really enjoyed is it has Donald Glover in a cameo, which I don't know if you knew this, but there was a shitstorm because there was a initial leak that Donald Glover was being considered to play Spider-Man. And there's two reactions. Oh, shit, that's amazing. And Spider-Man can't be black.
No. Wow, okay.
Right?
Like James Bond can't be black?
Exactly. All y'all fuck yourselves.
Just think he's too old, honestly.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're thinking Tobey Maguire,
I suppose.
Yeah, I think he can play, like, he
can pass as Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, imagine him as Troy from Community. He can convincingly play a very young man, maybe late high school, early college. No, he didn't make it in, but I hope that the cameo is somewhat of a wink to that controversy, because I think that'd be funny. And they've revealed more about the suit's capabilities and how, like, I guess he's chagrined because he finds out that Tony's put a training wheels restriction on his suit that he's pissed off about. But it looks great. It looks great.
Yeah, that looks like a ton of fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited that Marvel's able to liberate Spider-Man from the clutches of Sony.
Mm-hmm.
I got a trailer called Murder on the Orient Express seemed to star just a cavalcade of actors that are famous.
Johnny Depp is like
Johnny
a
Depp
big
is
part
in
of that,
there.
Right?
Dame Judi Dench is in there. What's his name? Ken? Is it? No, it's not.
I don't
you
remember.
Anyway, he, the guy that directed the first Thor, he is, I think, producing, directing, and starring. He's the greatest detective in the world trying to solve this mystery. And I think it looks cool. It looks like it could be fun. It could be interesting.
I didn't see it.
I'm not super familiar with the source material, so.
Yeah.
Everything else in my theater was repeats of what we've already seen. The fucking millionth time I've seen Transformers. I'm now turned back around to hating it again.
Yeah, so I saw a different Transformers preview this time than I had ever seen before. Uh-huh. And it was mostly fucking Marky Mark, and I'm out again. Like, yeah. They had me with the Anthony Hopkins stuff. They lost me with the Marky Mark.
He's crawling around on the battlefield with a broadsword fighting alongside Optimus. Like, what? That's even more ridiculous than normal.
Yeah.
It does have Timothy Oliphant, it looked like.
Okay.
Some kind of soldier, so... Mm-hmm. But nah, not an... If I hear it's the best, most amazing Transformers ever, I might go see it or take my son if my son's super excited to see it. But
hasn't Timothy Oliphant been in like all those? Or at least, I know he was in the first one.
Was he?
He's one of the soldiers in that, yeah.
Huh. I thought it was a guy that maybe, it's not Timothy Oliphant.
Right, the guy like from Timothy Die Hard?
Oliphant. Yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I think that actually was Timothy Oliphant.
All right, because I only saw the first Transformers. I've not seen another one.
Yeah, same. I saw two, but my God.
That was a long time ago.
Shit show.
Did you have any other trailers?
I don't think so.
I was kind of surprised because I thought with Wonder Woman there'd be a lot more, a lot more stuff. Like Guardians of the Galaxy had twice the trailers in front of it. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that is it for the spoiler-free section. We are about to talk spoilers. Unfortunately, if you're not a Club Bald Move member, you will not be able to enjoy that. That's one of the many features you get for joining the club. If you can go to club.baldmove.com, you can actually start a free one-month trial right now, listen to our spoiler-filled movie cast, and test drive all the features. It's easy. Go to club.baldmove.com for more information. On to the spoilers.